get a chance to work with Andre in the spring, and then he gets hurt during training camp, but he has a big game in week one. How did you guys kind of forge a relationship that quickly and get it on the same page?
Well, I think Andre's an easy receiver to throw to get on the same page with, just because he's played so much football. And I think there's not a whole lot that surprises him in terms of coverages and things that he's gone against. He's really good with his route running, with his body language. I would just say just very quarterback friendly receiver. Yeah, it definitely is. It's a very difficult position to play, especially as a young guy. But, you see guys more and more having success early in their careers. And, I don't watch the other side of the ball. I didn't get a chance to see any of that. But, coming out in your first game and throwing a couple touchdowns is pretty impressive for any level, but especially at the NFL level versus a defense like the Jets.
There's been a lot of talk about rookie quarterbacks, the guys that do succeed early on. You just mentioned that. Why do you think that is? Because the systems are so much more developed in college, the videotape or the spread? Do you have any theories about that?
No, I think a lot of it, it's just about every unique individual situation, I think. So it's hard to say there's one thing that, this guy is successful. All of them are successful because of this. I think you've really got to take into account every unique situation. And so it's hard to make a broad statement about that.
You said you want to get you guys to gel over time as an offense. It'll take a little bit of time. How about like a drive like you guys had that's over 6 minutes towards the end? Do you throw by leaps and bounds when you can put together a drive like that when you're trying to all come together as a unit?
Yeah, I think those are good drives for our confidence. Those are good drives, kind of establishing the attitude and what we want to be as a football team and all that. I know that's an O-lineman's dream in terms of having some of those long drives where you're really running the ball and they know you're running the ball, and completing some passes here and there. But, it's a confidence booster for sure. And, those are things we're just going to have to continue to get better at as the season goes on. Last game we had a couple third and ones. We had a couple penalties here and there. Just stuff that set us back a little bit in a drive. So I think it's just going out there, establishing a good rhythm. Again, the communication, making sure everybody's on the same page, in a hostile environment. But, for us, I think it's a focus for us is getting off to a good start and maybe getting into a better rhythm early. You see it more and more, and there's some tempo used by us last week. I think you watch every game, there's tempo just in terms of getting up to the line, doing some things. It's one of those things that it is increasingly more and more part of the game. It's something that I'm comfortable with, that I enjoy, and a lot of that is just what the situation calls for as well. I don't even know who that is. Who's that? Just kidding. Just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. He jumped out in the first practice when he showed up, just kind of with his quicks and his speed and then sitting and watching some film of him and some of the things he's done. Obviously, he's a very special talent, and just a guy that I'm going to continue to work with, just in terms of getting more reps and more throws and stuff, because that was something obviously that wasn't there for the whole off season and leading up to the season with the short time that he had with us. But he did a great job in terms of learning what he needed to learn to be able to get in there last game and run his routes. And so it was impressive from that standpoint too, in terms of mentally how he handled everything.
Okay. Thank you guys.
All right, thanks.
We're open.